This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You're here to talk about infrastructure. Yes. Right now, Republicans are attacking you, saying you shouldn't be in New Hampshire talking about infrastructure. You should be in the southern border talking about immigration. How do you respond to them?
I'm not going to play political games. I'm here because the American Jobs Plan.
No, this isn't COVID, Kamala, and you know it. You just don't want to visit the southern border because you know what you're going to hear. You're in complete denial, and you need to fix the southern border.
Is that what you're saying? It's broken?
Yeah, that's it. It's broken.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I've mentioned my secret weapon.
Oh, my God. It's a flip phone.
Uh-huh.
The flip phone.
The flip phone, yeah. I call every member all the time.
I called her. I said, where are you? She said, I'm staying another day. So, you know, let her come home, okay?
Give me back my wife.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. The Pope of Panic Porn, Charlie Baker, today took time out from his propagation of the gospel, according to St. Anthony Fauci, to propose a new package of so-called roadway safety measures. And there's a lot of stuff in here, but there's one I particularly wanted to get to here because it harkens back to the past, and it's a good lesson in how much you can trust these people on Beacon Hill. There's a one of the proposals is to allow added police enforcement for seatbelt usage. This would allow cops to pull over cars that the only thing they were doing, they could be going the speed limit, no busted out taillights, no expired inspection stickers. But if you aren't wearing a seatbelt, they will be able to pull you over. It will be a moving violation, and it's, as we always say, the gift that keeps on giving. You know, you get the big fine that's split between the municipality that the offense occurred in and the district court, which is the state, and then the insurance companies get to add a surchargeable offense and charge you more for your insurance if you have another moving violation for 6 or 7 years. You could rob a bank and have that the statute of limitations runs out on a bank robbery before it runs out on a moving violation. And the ironic thing about this is that when the seatbelt law was passed many years ago now, and there was a referendum question on it, the state leaders, most of them are now long gone, promised, they guaranteed that they would never use the seatbelt law as a primary reason to stop a motor vehicle. And now they are proven yet again to be liars as they're going to try to push this through. It's supposedly for roadway safety. It's not for roadway safety. It's just to produce more money for the Hackorama. Joining me now on the line is Chip Ford. He was he is the head of Citizens for Limited Taxation in Government with Barbara Anderson, and he was one of the architects of the campaign against the seatbelt law back in the early 1990s. And he now lives in Kentucky. Still runs Citizens for Limited Taxation in Government, but he's fled, like so many have fled the Commonwealth. Chip, were you surprised to read this afternoon that they are now trying to make the seatbelt law a primary reason to stop a motor vehicle?
No, they've been doing that, Howie, since they got the second. Well, we repealed the seatbelt law in '86. They came back
86.
In '94 and passed it. '86 was the first one.
Yeah.
That was my baptism by fire. I was just a happy sign painter, minding my own business and listening to the Jerry Williams show back then. Next thing I know, he talks me into coming into the studio and starting a ballot committee. And here I am in Kentucky 35 years later, and I'm still doing it.
And they're still doing it, too, though. That's the thing. They never gave up, did they? They never gave up.
No, it's a rite of spring. Every spring it pops up. It's like a batch of weeds or something. Every year since 85, this has come up. 86, 87, they kept coming back. Once they got it passed as a law the second time, it's every year since it, they've been coming back for primary enforcement. Now that the insurance surcharge, I don't believe is included in this. I think it's specifically excluded, and you know what that's worth.
Yeah,
they'll be back for that year. As soon as they get the primary enforcement. Promise them anything, they'll buy it. You know.
It's really something, isn't it, with Charlie Parker? I mean, this is a guy who was elected in 2014 as a friend of the motorist, and he just looks at everybody who has a driver's license who owns a motor vehicle in Massachusetts as some kind of cow, and he's the guy who's in charge of milking them. You know,
it's just incredible. It just gets worse and worse up there. I thought I escaped it. I intended to shut down Citizens for Limited Taxation. And by popular demand and pleading of my members, I kept it going from here. And I was ahead of the pandemic. I've been working remote since two, 3 years ago. And it just keeps getting worse in Massachusetts. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I like, here's another thing in this package of bills. And again, this is going to take a while to percolate through the state house, the legislature. But you should be advised that this is what's going on. Drivers with suspended licenses would face tougher penalties if they cause injury or death on the road. And he says that this is needed because of the scandal at the Registry of Motor Vehicles after a trucker killed 7 motorcyclists in New Hampshire in 2019. Now, they already had suspended this guy's license, but they were so incompetent that they never bothered to inform him that his license was suspended. So why now we're going to increase the penalties? What makes them think that Charlie Parker or any of these other people think that they're going to enforce the new enhanced penalties on these people for driving with suspended licenses? It's ridiculous.
Well, that's the problem. There's so many laws. The legislature is in session year-round. It never goes, well, it's all home now, I guess, but it never ends. And they just sit around dreaming up new laws, and they can't enforce the old laws. But they've got to look productive, you know? They've got to earn that big salary that they get.
Right. So they wanted to go after handheld cell phones for a number of years, and it got stalled. It finally got through, but it was stalled for a number of years because they said it would lead to racial profiling or just any kind of profiling. If you wanted to stop somebody for any reason and you had no other pretext to stop them and you were a cop, you could say they're using their cell phone. Okay. So finally that gets through. But now then we have the George Floyd riots and, you know, a police reform bill goes through to, you know, supposedly decrease the amount of racial profiling going on, et cetera, dealing with police brutality. And now they come back, Chip, with this bill, which is another way that's going to allow cops, if they want to, and I'm not saying they want to, but if they want to, they can just randomly pick people off for not wearing seatbelts. So what does this do to the police reform movement that Charlie Parker claims he's so committed to?
Well, this is the primary issue that's prevented primary enforcement from being adopted, and it may just well again. A coalition of civil rights people were the ones who actually blocked this primary enforcement from getting off the table. So this could well happen again, and in this climate, I mean, if they've been able to stop it before, certainly they can stop it now.
But why would Charlie
Everything else is racism. I mean, why wouldn't primary enforcement of a seatbelt law be?
I agree. I agree. But, you know, again, they just seem to be grasping for more and more money. I mean, we come back to the TCI, too. I mean, Charlie Parker still won't give up on that, the Transportation and Climate Initiative. That's the attempt to more than double the gasoline tax
We're working to fight that, too. Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is...
It's more is never enough, M-I-N-E. And they've got the millionaires tax coming up next, which is, we know how long that'll last is on millionaires only. But, I mean, it's never enough. It's never enough. They've got, $4-5 billion coming in from the federal government now. It's still not enough.
Right.
It'll never be enough until they have it all.
The budget, the state budget is they're going to start debate on is $47 billion. $47 billion.
I know. And when they raised the temporary income tax back in 1989, the state budget was $12 billion.
Yeah, and it took 31 years to get rid of the temporary income tax increase.
Well, and Senator Tarr has a constitutional amendment. He's proposing to cap the income tax at 6.25%. I told one of your colleagues, I think, today that called on it. But that's where they raised it to in 1990.
Right.
And it took us 30 years to get it back to 5%. I mean, any cap is better than no cap. But nonetheless... we don't want to go back to 6.25 again. I mean, it's going to take another 30 years to get it down again.
Right, exactly. And again, you see how determined they are. The fact that this primary enforcement of the seatbelt law. And again, I wear a seatbelt, and I urge everybody to wear a seatbelt. It's saved my life on more than one occasion. It's necessary, but do you really want the state of Massachusetts to have another reason to stop you in your car? I mean, that's the old state rep from Taunton, who was nobody's idea of a great rep, Jim Fagan. He always used to make the point. I mean, they have 1,200 reasons, laws, to stop you already. Why do they need another reason?
Well, Fagan, I believe, was in favor of the seatbelt law, wasn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Back in the 80s, no?
No, I don't think so. He was opposed. That's where he came up with the 1,200 number. You know, why do you need another reason to stop people? He was against it. But again, it's, you know, everybody's memory is starting to fade. This thing's been going on so long. That's what they're counting on, too, you know? They just beat you down.
Well, it's going on, and there's so much, it's going on for so long, and there's so much chaff being thrown up. Where do you focus today? I mean, you've got to be looking in a 360 degrees. They're coming at. I'm still looking for where are they hiding the attack on Prop 2.5 this year?
Yeah.
Every year they bury it someplace that you don't find until the last minute.
Which freezes the property tax rate. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, Chip Ford, if people want to get involved with CLT, where can they go to see your website?
It's CLTG.org. CLTG.org.
Okay, you think you're ready for another 35 years of fighting off the primary enforcement of the seatbelt law?
I don't think I'm going to live that long, Howie.
There are not going to be many veterans left when it's into its 70th year of the fight against the primary enforcement. But this is it. The hacks never run out of time. You know, they got all the time in the world. There's always new generations coming along, and they're all well relaxed and rested from not having to work very hard. Thanks for being with us, Chip Ford from Citizens for Limited Taxation and Government. Again, they never give up. They are men of unceasing malevolence. That's a Billy Bulger line. He wasn't referring to himself, but it fit perfectly. Men of and women of unceasing malevolence. They're always out to pick our pockets. And this is, they're back for another bite at the apple, 35 years after the first bite at the apple on the primary seatbelt law. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
This Mother's Day, celebrate all of the moms in your life with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for $34.99. That's the best deal you're going to get. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you cut the cable satellite cord yet? Yes, no, or no, but I plan to soon.
I plan to soon.
20% say they plan to, 42% say they haven't yet, and 37% say they have.
All right, 844-500-4242. They never give up. Every day there's a new assault. I mean, and it's not just at the Washington level, either the federal level. I mean, as Chip Ford said, you know, they've got the millionaires tax coming at us. You know, they want to raise the income tax only on millionaires, though. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, from 5% to 9%. They want to raise the gas tax without any vote by the legislature or by the people from 24 cents a gallon, perhaps as high as 62 cents a gallon. You heard Chris Sununu last week when we had him on the air. He was talking about that, what it's going to do to the gas stations on the border of all the other states, not just New Hampshire. People will be fleeing into Connecticut. Connecticut has always had one of the highest gas taxes in the country. It'll look like a bargain compared to Massachusetts if they put in this transportation climate initiative tax. And it's supposed to stop global warming, you know. Now, this is a state. The state is, I believe, 3%, has 3% of the population of the United States. And the United States has 5% of the population of the world. But just by increasing the gas tax 150%, this tiny, tiny jurisdiction is going to halt global warming and the rise of the sea levels. Of course, it can't issue inspection permits for automobiles for 2 weeks earlier this month, but it can stop the rise of global warming, right? 844-500-4242-508 says, these hacks are the Taliban of taxation. They just wait for us to give up. They just, yeah, they're trying to outweigh us. 919, I remember back in the 80s when they passed the seatbelt law in Massachusetts, we police officers, along with milk and newspaper delivery drivers, were exempt. 844-500-4242. And again, increasing the penalties for driving with a suspended license. Think about that one. They weren't enforcing the penalties for driving with a suspended license. So is somehow this going to make the registry more effective, more competent by increasing the fines and the potential prison penalties? I think not. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So after 35 years, 2 statewide referenda, and endless legislative attempts to make seatbelt violations a way to allow cops to stop your car with no other reason, it's back. It's back! I thought we were dealing with police reform, but now it's back because they need the money. That's why it's back. 844-500. The millionaire's tax, not enough. increasing the gasoline tax without legislative or popular approval, 150%, not enough. They have to come back for more, 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 more. One tax is too many and 1,000 are not enough. Aubrey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Howard, good evening.
Hi.
The Baker administration has to give back more money to their masters in the insurance industry because, as you'll remember, at the beginning of the pandemic, they reduced the rates for only passenger vehicles. They insured the rates for commercial vehicles, 4.8 million of them, at last year's rates. It's called a violation of the Constitution. And they have to give this money back eventually. The seatbelt primary usage is solely a revenue generator, so the insurance industries keep the profits going.
Well, Chip Ford said that they don't have it in as a surchargeable offense right now. But if they get this through that right now, they'll be back at the trough next year. I agree with you. And I mean, and again, the money the insurance companies are going to make from this seatbelt law is going to dwarf anything that the state or the municipalities make. And that's why they've always been about this. They've never given up. They've never taken their eye off the ball here. Charlie Parker was in his 20s when they started this, and he's going ahead. And if he doesn't win, that they'll be doing this in 10 or 20 years. It's just this. I cite this only as yet another example of just their insatiable greed for money. They can never have enough money. Never. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Howie, how are you this evening?
Good.
First time, long time.
Thank you.
So I've been listening for a while, and I kind of wanted to flip the switch a little bit. I'm 37. I served in the U.S. Army. I've got a number of problems. I had 4 strokes, among other things, a couple of major operations going wrong. Anyhow, I was just referred to a doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Now, am I dreaming, or was that the hospital in Boston that said they were going to take minorities officially over Caucasians? Am I correct?
I think that's been suggested, Rich. I think that's been suggested. We never really got into that. I think that was maybe one member of the faculty or the staff. One of the medical directors said that they were going to engage in racial equity, but I think then the hospital backed off of it and said that that was just a one person suggestion. But yeah, I would we need to talk more about that whole concept that they're talking about, that giving preferential treatment to blacks over all other ethnic groups. Thanks for the call, Rich. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Yes, good afternoon, Howie, and how are you this afternoon?
Good.
You know, I really wonder, all these so-called educated politicians, do they have any idea what they're talking about? Did any of them take a basic chemistry course in high school? They're all saying we got to get rid of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is the good guy. It's part of the makeup of the air we breathe naturally. Carbon monoxide is what they were chasing years ago with all the emissions on the automobiles. They got no idea what they're talking about, how.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah, without carbon dioxide, there are no plants. And if there are no plants, plants create oxygen. So, yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. And John Kerry is running around saying we have to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions. And even if we do it, it won't have any effect on global warming. And even if China does it, it won't have any effect on global warming. So, in other words, he just decides to spend his time telling the Iranian mullahs what our number one ally in the Mideast, Israel, is up to in Syria. I mean, you're right, Arthur. It makes no sense. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Good evening.
Hi.
With all this crackdown on, and they're gonna enforce all these laws up there. You know, they're gonna harsher penalties and everything. Is there a caveat built in that it's gonna include illegal aliens, or is it are they not included?
You know, that's a very good question, John. I was thinking the same thing myself as I was listening to you. I thought that's where you were going. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, when are they going to crack down on illegal aliens? I mean, a lot of this driving, you know, they have this X registration, you know, which basically allows illegal aliens to get registrations, even if they don't have driver's licenses. It's a real scam. And various Republicans and a few Democrats have tried to straighten it out for years. And Charlie Parker and the legislative leadership have always been against it because it would disproportionately affect illegal aliens. You're absolutely right. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they and they're setting themselves up for all kinds of problems with this seatbelt enforcement. I mean, I thought that the whole thing about the police reform bill, which they wrestled with and just went through all kinds of permutations, and they had all these conference committees to straighten it out, and the police unions were giving their input, and the so-called community activists, and you know, to prevent racial profiling. So now they come back with another bill. I don't see it so much as racial profiling as just as a way, if they don't like the way you look, if they don't like dice hanging down from your big fat dice hanging down from your rear view mirror, or they think you got tinted windshields, but maybe not quite tinted enough. They got another reason to pull you over. You're not wearing a seatbelt. It's ripe for abuse. Not just for people of color either. And again, it's going to be such a gold mine for the insurance companies long term. Such a gold mine, and that's what it's all about. The legislature and the Charlie Parker and Pay to Play Polito, they're owned by the insurance companies. They're the ones they're the lobbyists who work, and it's not just the lobbyists. The lobbyists can only give the politicians $200 a year. It's the companies and the law firms that represent the insurance companies. They bundle money. They have fundraisers for all the legislative leadership and the constitutional statewide office holders. And this is their reward for all that money. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, Howie, it just hit me while I was on hold. And plus, also with illegals, they don't have insurance and don't pay the fines. So, you know, why would they bother going after them, you know?
Right.
Well, you know, Dave.
Really? You know, Dave. A lot of police chiefs at the direction of their elected officials who employ them have told cops not to even bother writing tickets for the illegal people they know are illegal aliens because they know they're not going to show up in court. So the city or town is just going to be out 4 hours of overtime pay for detail, and they're not going to get anything out of it. They're not going to get any fines because you're right. The illegal alien has no intention of ever showing up for the court hearing. They just go. It's cheaper for an illegal alien to just go down and buy another package of Puerto Rican identification and get a new driver's license and they get a new EBT card, a new mass health card. It's easier that way. Yeah. I mean, why would illegal aliens show up for a court hearing on a seatbelt violation when they don't show up for a violation on anything else? You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Dave. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Howie, thank you for everything you do. Your team is awesome. You guys are awesome. So what I got to say is about the seatbelt law. I'm here down in Connecticut, Stafford Springs, right on the border with you guys in Mass. And it's been like that for years since I can remember. Click it or ticket. We've had this program. And there are billboards everywhere. Click it or ticket. If we see you without your seatbelt, you are getting pulled over. But yet we have no helmet law on motorcycle.
Yeah, I know. I'm not necessarily in favor. I believe in sort of laissez-faire, you know, whatever you want to do in whatever facet of life. But you're right, Greg. I mean, these laws are they're too many laws to begin with. And why does government always assume that the way to correct a problem is to pass a new law when they're not enforcing the laws that are already on the books? And they wonder why people like you and me are so cynical about the entire governmental law enforcement legislative process, right?
You got it, man. You got it.
Yeah. Thanks thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 781 says, that was two woke docs who wrote an opinion piece. It's not the position of Brigham and Women's. Yeah. That's true. I didn't think it was Brigham and Women's. That's not happening. But not yet anyway. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could say that's not happening, and now it's happening. So you got to eternal vigilance is the price of maintaining not just freedom, but just the status quo at this particular point. 844-500-4242. What do you think of this? The seatbelt legislation, primary enforcement, that gives them the right to stop the car just because you're not wearing a seatbelt. What do you think of that? They've been trying to get this law through for 35 years. And now Charlie Parker, who was elected as the motorist friend in 2014, is coming back to try to put it to the motorist in Massachusetts once again. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Howie Carr VIP Studio Experience. Tickets are now available with experiences beginning in May. To order, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP tab.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Hi, Howie. Good evening. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to weigh in, you know, with the seatbelt law that's coming up. I stopped wearing my seatbelt in protest of wearing a mask, so I'm hoping that Charlie Bacon Parker eases up on the mask mandate so I can get my seatbelt back on.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you, Russ.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, have a good evening.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate it. It's just not in the cards. I mean, he doesn't care about the people who elected him. I mean, it's imminently clear. I mean, this whole seatbelt crusade that Chip Ford and Jerry Williams were involved in, I mean, it goes back a long way now, but it meant a lot to people. And again, the promise was made over and over again that they would never make this a primary enforcement reason to stop cars. And they won't give it up. They had no intention of ever, I mean, an earlier generation of hacks never had any intention of keeping their word. And now we see it again. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hello, long-time listener. Enjoy the show daily.
Thank you.
Self-employed mechanic up in the great state of Maine. And I've never been a fan of the seatbelt thing because I want to know, has there ever been a reported injury of somebody outside of a vehicle being injured by the person inside a vehicle that was not seatbelted? I mean, really.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent observation, Nick. But you know what their response would be? Well, you know, we all pay higher insurance rates when somebody gets thrown out of the car and becomes a quadriplegic or a paraplegic or is killed. You know, that's their response, Nick. It's for the greater good.
Well, no, I understand. They it's all about we're from the government and we're here to help and we think we know what's best, right?
Right. Right. It's like, if we increase the penalties for driving with a suspended license, people will stop driving with the suspended license. Oh, really? You really think so? I don't think so. And will the Registry of Motor Vehicles be more inclined to do a competent job of pulling licenses? I don't think so. Not if I know anything about the Registry of Motor Vehicles, which I've been dealing with all of my adult life. Thanks for the call, Nick. 844-500-4242. We have another brilliant criminologist is heard from over the weekend. Joyce Beatty is the chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus, and she's from Ohio, Columbus, same place as the shooting took place last week. And again, here's another one saying that why don't they shoot into the air? Let's listen. Here it is. Cut two.
So if you have a six-year-old with a knife in her hand looking like she's going to attack her sister, what? You shoot her four times in the chest? I think it's ridiculous. You could shoot in the air.
But not only that, though, she has other theories, too, about where you can shoot. You know, again, we go back to the old days of the Westerns and the 1950s movies. Cut one.
So I think we have to look at the system. One size can't fit all. You can't say that you are trained to only shoot to the center of the body. Four shots? I mean, come on, the first shot would knock the knife, a kitchen knife, to the ground.
It knocked the kitchen knife to the ground because he hit her in the chest, I believe. Stuart, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stuart. You there? No, Stuart. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. I want to congratulate you on Dirty Rats. I've heard a lot about Whitey and all the cronies and the Bulger family and the terrible people that they are, but it was a really, really well-done podcast. I know
Thank
that's
you.
Not the topic tonight, but it was they were real pieces of garbage. But they're not. You can go down 128 80 miles an hour. They're not pulling people over for that. And this is one more thing. I got pulled over for not having my headlights on when my wipers were on way out on the Mass Pike a couple of years, actually probably 3 years ago. I didn't even know it was a law. He gave me a warning for that, and then he gave me a ticket for not having my seatbelt on.
Oh, it's talk about ripe for abuse. Charlie Parker, though, doesn't care. It's virtue signaling. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.